Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Dave Spadaro, and it's our practice report. Thursday, it was the first full team workout here at the NovaCare Complex. Now, albeit it was a 10-10-10 session, that means 10 plays where the offense wins, 10 plays for the defense, and then 10 minutes on special teams. So you don't want to get too excited about it, but Dave, it was the first time to see the new-look offense out there on the field. How was it?
And that's what you get excited about, the different formations, the use of the personnel, seeing Jordan Matthews back on the field in the mix. A big throw down the field to the right sideline, Carson Wentz to Alshon Jeffrey. The Eagles using Darren Sproles and Danelle Pumphrey as their speedy, quick players, getting them in space, moving the tight ends around the formation, and then having the big hammer in the backfield in LeGarrette Blount. So it is exciting to see the possibilities with this offense. As the tempo increases and the defense puts the pads on, the competition will increase. But today, it was just fun to watch everybody out there.
Now, I'm going to focus on the defense. It was so good to see the man in the middle, Jordan Hicks, had 5 interceptions, led all NFL linebackers a year ago. And there was some concern about his stats because he suffered a hand injury, a pinky injury to be exact, during his honeymoon. Well, folks, he's just fine. He was out there on the field flying around. He'll be good in time for the season. But one guy I'm going to spotlight, safety Terrence Brooks, caught my eye during the spring. Big physical safety, competing for that third spot behind Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod. Made a few nice plays on the ball, so he's going to be a name to watch throughout the course of training camp. That'll do it for our practice report. He's Dave Spadaro. I'm Chris McPherson. We will see you tomorrow.